Mr. Salgado from Reef by Romesh Gunasekera. Mr. Salgado is a real gentleman. You must do whatever he tells you. My uncle pulled my ear. You understand? Just do it. I was 11 years old. My uncle was escorting me to a house in town I had never been to before. At the base of the two columns at the front of the house were beds of scarlet rathmel and white jasmine. The big windows were shielded by shutters painted in mildewy green. My uncle took me into the back of the house through a side entrance. Inside, a door squeaked behind us, closing automatically. A crumpled old woman was sitting on a small wooden stool with her feet in the sun. She looked up. "You are back again," she said to my uncle. "What is all this coming and going?" Her mouth collapsed around her empty gums. My uncle told her we were there to see Mr. Salgado. She got up and slowly made her way into the main part of the house. "I will ask," she mumbled. We sat on the floor and waited. My ear hurt from my uncle's tug. When the sun sank behind the rooftops, we were summoned by a voice from somewhere deep inside the house. The last rays of light splintered through the trees. My uncle pushed me forward. "Let's go." At first, Mr. Salgado said nothing. My uncle, too, was a man of few words, and they were both silent for a while. Eventually, Mr. Salgado nodded towards me. "So, this is the boy?" "Yes, this is the boy." My uncle shifted his weight from one foot to the other. He offered the bag of green mangoes we had brought. "This is the one I was telling about. He is the boy. He can learn very quickly." A smooth, untroubled face stared at me. "School? Did you go?" "Yes," I blurted out. "I went to school, 5th standard. I can read and write." I had even learned some English from my poor schoolmaster, who lived in a bungalow near my father's fields. "And now?" My uncle wriggled next to me. "As I told before, he can learn quickly, but he cannot live at home anymore. That trouble." I had burned the thatched roof of a hut in the schoolyard by accident. I only dropped a single match. Blue flame had shot out and caught the thatch. My father went mad. I ran away to my uncle, who promised to arrange a new life for me. He told me I would never have to go back again. "I am doing this only because I think your mother, if she were alive, would have wanted me to. Do you understand?" he had said. Mr. Salgado sighed. He spoke slowly. I had never heard language so gently spoken. Ever after, when Mr. Salgado spoke, I would be captivated.